Good morning, and welcome to A Healthier You. I'm your host, David Christopher, with my co-host, Fawn, and today we're going to talk about ways of making you healthier.
Good morning, Fawn.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Well, I'm not here.
Well, you're out camping this morning, I believe, aren't you?
We blows woods.
You're being out being a daddy, and that's a good thing to be doing, and I'm home doing other things also, probably listening to the show.
So this is a taped show, and we won't be taking calls today because we're not in the studio.
But that doesn't mean we don't want you to listen. We have a good program planned for you.
Right. First of all, we got to talk about the sponsors, and then we'll get into the program.
All right. Our sponsors, as always, are the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And we just got a brand new refrigerator at the Springville store, Davis.
Well,
it is so beautiful. If you haven't seen a brand new spanking clean refrigerator before with three glass doors in it, come down to Springville and see our new refrigerator. It is really neat. We can see everything we put in there. There's lights and it's wonderful. It's
now
so
exciting. Now we can safely store the kimchi without having to worry about it freezing or something, yes.
Or baking, yes.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, it was time for a new refrigerator and it is here, hooked up, ready to go, stocked. Come down and check it out. Good place.
Okay, I guess today we're going to talk about eye problems.
That's a good thing, especially around this time of year when we're getting allergies and things like that coming up. So eyes play an important part in that allergy problem.
And also with all the warnings about staying out of the sunshine for your eyes.
Right.
Which seems to go against the grain with most natural healers. Most natural healers are of the opinion that light is very important to the eyes, and that without it, no healing can take place. And so the more we cover up our eyes, and the more we use sunglasses, and the more we stay in buildings with artificial lighting and such, the worse our eyes are going to get. But you know, what's interesting, Fawn, is it not only affects the eyes, but a lack of light also affects other parts of the body. And they've noticed that once a person starts getting more sunlight into their eyes, other things like arthritis and other things start clearing up, too.
I did not realize that.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the eyes are just a wonderful thing. Besides helping us see, they also reflect what's going on in our body. And the School of Natural Healing has a whole course on iridology, studying the patterns of the eyes to find out what's wrong internally. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about care for the eyes. And we seem to get a lot of questions over the phone about that. And so we thought we'd maybe just give a little program on proper care for the eyes. Now, we're not talking just, you know, sore eyes or red eyes. You know, we're talking about all the different conditions, whether it be nearsightedness or farsightedness, astigmatism, glaucoma, cataracts, whatever. This is for all eye conditions. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, we got to have a specific thing for this big long term that they get from their medical doctor about, you know, what's wrong with them. Well, it's all basically the same thing. And so we're going to give a program for all eye conditions.
Well, like you always say, there is one disease and one cure.
That's right.
And we're going to go into that now, showing them how this applies to the eyes.
Well, so what is that one disease we always talk about?
The one disease is blockage, constipation, whatever you want to call it. That's the one disease.
Okay.
Blockage of a certain area of the body.
Right.
Whether it be the heart or the eyes or the nose or the throat, the colon, the muscles.
And if we're having any eye problems, then I would imagine that there's some blockage going on somewhere in the close proximity of the eyes. And so the number one thing we want to do is remove that blockage. Now, it's not going to help to remove blockage if we're putting it in as fast as we're trying to take it out. If we're clogging things up faster than we could possibly clear them out, then we're not going to make any progress whatsoever.
Which means we're back to the old thing again, dairy products.
The very first thing, and I've read this in a number of different books talking about the eyes, the very first thing that has to be eliminated in dealing with eye problems is dairy. Dairy has to be eliminated. It seems to have an affinity for blocking passageways in the head, especially in the eye, sinus areas, ears.
And so, you know, and here, well, Actually, I was going to say, here we have hot weather coming. It hasn't hit yet. We're still in the rainy mode here. But sooner or later, warmer weather will be here. And we all get that hankering for that nice, creamy, cool ice cream in the mouth, you know. So a good way to take our lifestyles a step better, and we get this hungering for this nice, refreshing treat, is to go to the herb shop at 160 South State and Orem and try the swirl machine. You're talking about dairy products. I'm trying to tell them on the way to avoid dairy products and still enjoy a nice summer treat.
At least those of us that live here locally, that would be a nice way to do it, to run down to the herb shop. And they do have that wonderful swirl machine. They just pour juice into it and it comes out like ice cream. But at home, you can take your Champion juicer and take the screen off of it and put the solid plastic on it. And then run some frozen fruit through it.
Bananas and such.
Raspberries and strawberries and whatever kind of fruit you want. Go ahead and run it through and it'll come out like ice cream for you.
Or another way you can do it is through a Vitamix.
Yeah, Vitamix will work too.
You can make a nice, delicious, creamy, sweet treat for yourself and your family with a Vitamix as well as the Champion Juicer. So there are things that we can use in place of dairy products so that we can help our eyes.
I'll tell you, there's nothing smoother than an avocado banana smoothie.
And if your children don't like avocados, they'll never know that this is avocado.
You can never get that smooth with ice cream. And it is the smoothest product I've ever seen in my life. You know, we just take our Vitamix and we put an avocado in there. Well, you peel it and take the pit out, of course. And then peel your bananas. I say this because we know one person that went ahead and put the banana peels in. It doesn't work that way.
No, peel the banana.
Peel the banana, yeah. So, and then we use orange juice.
Right.
And one thing to make it really extra, you know...
creamy?
Well, creamy, sweet, whatever, would be to use some frozen concentrate orange juice.
That's true.
And
it makes it cold, too.
Yes.
And it comes out more like smoothie pudding. You almost have to eat it with a spoon. It's so good.
Almost, yeah. So there are a lot of things you can do instead of dairy.
Right.
And they're very satisfying. And so be creative. And get away from dairy. But we're saying absolutely no dairy. Zero, zilch, nada. No dairy.
Not even dairy yogurt.
No. No dairy at all. No sour cream.
Unless it's a tofu sour cream.
Right. But we have to totally, fully, thoroughly stay away from dairy. Other things we need to stay away from is sugar.
Absolutely.
No sugar. You got to read labels. In fact, if we're reading labels, you have to realize anything that ends with an O's is a sugar. And they'll sometimes split those up so that it doesn't have to appear as sugar as the main ingredient, which in a lot of cases it is. But by putting them in different categories, not lumping the sugars together, then it looks like, well, there's not as much sugar in them. But there really is a lot of sugar in a lot of these products.
Right.
I'm absolutely amazed. So we have to stay away from sugar. We have to stay away from dairy products. And while we're doing this cleansing of the eyes, it would probably be a good idea to stick to a lot of fresh fruits. Fruits are very cleansing. You know, you can eat as much fruit as you want. And there are a lot of fruits that can be very satisfying, you know, as far as the hungries are concerned. You know, a lot of times you think, well, fruit won't satisfy. Well, you get some of these like bananas and avocados and things, and they tend to be a little more filling. And the papaya.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, at any rate, we stay away from those things. And then we start the cleansing. It doesn't really help to cleanse the eyes and the head if the rest of the body is having a problem.
Exactly, because if you start cleansing the eyes and the head area, where's it going to go?
That's right.
You know, how are you going to get it out of your body?
So, the first place we start, of course, is the bowel. And Dr. Christopher's LB formula works fantastic. It's been out since the 1940s. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people have used it with very much success. And so that's the first thing we start with. 2 LB formula, 3 times a day. Maybe just 1. Depends on your system. Whatever's needed to get the bowels working properly. If you eat 3 times a day, you should eliminate 3 times a day. If you're not there, then you need to do things with prunes or figs or whole grain. And I'll tell you, when Dr. Christopher talks about sprouted wheat, and it's not really that you don't have to sprout it into sprouts. It's just that you start it in the sprouting stage and then low heat it and eat it as a cereal. That does wonders for the bowel. So that's something we might want to look at. Eating whole grains and then eating a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. And then taking some bran and things if we need to, some psyllium, whatever it needs to be done to get the bowels working three times a day. That's what we need. Okay. Now, it's good to clear out the urinary tract. And eating watermelon would be a wonderful idea. Watermelon is very cleansing for the urinary tract, especially if you eat those seeds. So just doing watermelon would be great.
You know, and I have people say, how can you eat the seeds of the watermelon? It gets in the way of the nice red meat of the watermelon. And I think, oh, but the seeds just enhance it so much.
Right, they taste good.
They do taste good. There's just a slight nutty flavor to them. And they really are quite enjoyable when you eat it with the rest of the watermelon.
So, yeah, eat
it. If you haven't tried eating seeds with your watermelon, now, this year, is the time to do it.
Right, do it. Another thing we can do is just corn silk. You know, we got fresh corn coming up in the summertime, and rather than throw the tassels away, make a tea out of them. That'd be very cleansing for the urinary tract. A lot of people have juniper trees in their yard. You know, if you don't spray, pick those juniper berries and eat them. Another good diuretic would be dandelion. Even though dandelion is good for the liver, it's also good for the urinary tract, too.
And they're coming up prevalent right now.
Oh, yeah, dandelions are coming up. I've been eating a lot of dandelion flowers. They're good.
We've picked a whole bunch for lunch the other day.
Yeah, they taste good. I like to kind of dip them in that Bragg's amino
acids.
Amino acids, yeah. That tastes kind of good. And dipping them in vinegar and stuff, that's another way to do it. But there's
But can eat them just plain.
But I love them just plain, you know, dandelions. So, and that's just the flowers. Those are just nice and edible. The leaves are the ones that are real bitter and work on the liver.
And they're the ones that are good to put in salads. Of course, you can put your flowers in salads, too. But, yes, the whole dandelion is a good place to start.
And speaking of dandelions, in Dr. Norman Walker's book on raw juices, he indicates there that for eye problems and for building the eyes and strengthening the eyes, endives would be a very good thing.
Exactly.
And so they're related to the dandelion. And at any rate, endive juice is one thing he talks about. Endive juice and cucumber juice would be very good for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one thing we can do there.
And he also talks about in that book just plain carrot juice.
Yes, carrot juice.
Very excellent for the eyes.
And carrot juice is very good for the liver. And so we're getting two things taken care of at the same time. One of the things we need to do is cleanse and tonify the liver in order to work on the eyes. So doing carrot juice would be a very good idea. Dandelions, another good idea for the liver. And some very, very bitter herbs, like Oregon grape and gentian, barberry, would be very good for the liver also. So we want to work on that liver. We've mentioned before on the program about a liver flush. Let's just mention it real quickly. You just take and squeeze fresh grapefruit juice, 16 ounces of it, put it into your champion juicer, another blender, and put 2 or 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 2 cloves of garlic and maybe 1/2 teaspoon of barberry or one of the other bitters. Blend it up and drink that instead of breakfast 2 or 3 times a week, and it's a really good flush for the liver. So there's something else we can do there. Also, we talked about pouring castor oil on cloth, putting it over the skin, on the skin, over the liver area, which would be on the right side of the body by the ribs. And then do alternating hot and cold packs, 12 minutes hot, 4 minutes cold, 12 minutes hot, 4 minutes cold, for an hour a day. And so that's also very cleansing for the liver. And once we get that going, working, functioning really well, and you'll feel better once you get that sludge moved and get things going, then we can take a blood cleanser, like burdock,
red clover,
the red clover combination, and cleanse right to the cellular level. Once we have that working very well, then we start working specifically on the head. And one of the things we do for the head would be to take a vasodilator for the head. And a specific vasodilator for the head would be ginkgo. So we want to take ginkgo. Now, other herbs that would be good would be ginger and garlic and cayenne pepper. All those would be very good for clearing the head area out by increasing the circulation. A very specific herb for strengthening cells in the head would be Gota Kola. So all those would be really good. Now, getting the circulation going is one thing. Also helping with the elimination would be another. And so one of the things we'd like to do is clear out the sinuses. Because that, we're getting fairly close to the eyes now, aren't we?
No, that's true. Now, explain to people why you suggest cleaning out the sinuses when you want to work on the eyes.
Well, everything's kind of interconnected anyway, but sinuses are so close to the eyes, and if the eustachian tubes are clogged up because of the sinuses, or if they're just clogged up, the easiest way to get to work is the sinuses. And if we clear out the sinuses, then we're going to relieve pressure around the eyes.
Then why is the eustachian tubes important?
Well, because the ears drain into them, the eyes drain into them, the sinuses drain into them, the brain drains into them. It's a major drainage area that needs to be cleared out. And so one of the ways to get to it is through the sinuses. And one of the ways to get to the sinuses is just plain old fresh horseradish.
Grate it up on a knuckle grinder, huh?
Yeah, you grate it up on those carrot graters, on the fine ones, so that you're getting a kind of an applesauce effect rather than carrot
a pulpy.
Slice. Yeah, pulpy. And when you get that, I mean, you're going to start sensing it when you do it. But get right down next to it and breathe in deep, four counts. And then hold it four counts and let it go four counts. And then do that for 5 minutes. And then three or four times during the day for 5 minutes. Work on inhaling this horseradish to help clear out the head.
And you can feel it working.
A lot of times you can feel it exactly where the blockage is. Feel it right between your eyes, then that's probably where a lot of blockage is. If you feel it around your eyes, then you know it's really working on the eyes to clear it out. You might feel it in your temple area. You might feel it under your jaw. You might feel it in the back of your head. At any rate, when you breathe horseradish in, that's a good therapeutic thing, but it's also a good diagnostic thing. You can actually tell where blockage is occurring just by breathing in deep with this horseradish. So that's very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we can do is Dr. Christopher's SHA formula. By taking the SHA formula on a daily basis, we're going to help start clearing out the sinuses, and that's going to relieve some of the pressure. Another good one would be, and this is kind of interesting, his Resp-Free formula.
Mm-hmm. You mean the one for the lungs?
The one for the lungs, but we would use it for the sinuses. We'd make a tea out of it, and then we'd take an ear syringe, you know, little blue ones, mm-hmm. and then you'd just syringe that right up the nose, so that basically you're douching the nose up as high as possible. That then will help to drain the area, because the herbs that are in the Resp-Free formula are expectorants. They will expel matter from the body. And so by putting it up the nose, then we're going to expel matter from the sinuses.
Interesting.
So using the Resp-Free formula in the sinuses is another thing we could do. Also, on a daily basis, I like to, in the shower, use a salt water douche up my nose. And that tends to work really well. When I get it really high, it tends to come out later in the day.
Hmm.
You know,
carry a Kleenex,
right? But at any rate, that seems to work very, very well. I noticed that when I was down on the beach riding waves, mm-hmm. you know, doing body surfing, and I'd get crashed down, you know, and I'd get salt water up my nose, and how cleansing of an effect it really was, and how it helped clear my head area out. And so I said, well, I'll keep doing that. And so a salt water douche up the nose in the mornings is really good. I also mentioned on the program before about a molasses douche up the nose,
mm-hmm.
where you take a quarter teaspoon of molasses, mix it in some hot water, and then dilute that out to a cup, and then go ahead and use that as a douche up the nose. And that seems to work quite nicely for feeding mm-hmm. the cells,
mm-hmm.
and strengthening. Okay. Because, you know, we cleanse, but we also need to nourish, too, and that's one of the ways of nourishing them.
What about the sensei combination?
Yeah, the sensei is another thing we could do. You can put it into the medicine tray of a vaporizer, or you can put it into if you don't have one of those, you can put it in a double boiler. And then as it's heating up, the fumes will come off, and you just go ahead and breathe those in. And so that's one thing that we could do. Now, if you don't have a double boiler, put it on a light bulb or something. You know, we just want to breathe those fumes in.
Can't you just put it around the eyes?
You can also put it around the eyes. It tends to be very strong, and you might want to dilute it with some olive oil.
Well, you don't need a whole lot of it, though.
No, but even a little bit, some people have a problem with. So just dilute it with some olive oil. I don't seem to have a problem with it. And it just depends on
Well, my skin is a little thinner than yours, and so when I put it on, it tends to go red just a little bit, but it doesn't last long.
Yeah. So anyway, we use that around the eyes to start breaking things loose and getting them going. But we really don't want to do that unless we're getting cleansing on the inside, because we don't want it to come up out through the skin.
That's true.
Okay, other things we can do. Specifically for the eyes would be to grate up onions. And so we grate those up like we did the horseradish.
Right.
And also breathe those in. And that's going to open up channels of elimination in the eyes. It's also going to make the eyes tear, which also is very cleansing and soothing for the eyes.
You know, we didn't mention about chewing on that horseradish.
Chewing on the horseradish would be a good idea. And also eating the onions would also be very excellent. So those are things we can do to help with our eyes. Other things we can help on the eyes with is a formula that Dr. Christopher came up with back in the 40s again. And this is called his Herbal Eye Bright Combination. Now, the formula consists of Eye Bright, of course, which is an herb that's been used traditionally for hundreds and hundreds of years for strengthening the eyes.
I think your dad said 700 as many.
Oh, yeah, a long, long time. And so with this Herbal Eye Bright that's traditionally for strengthening the eyes, he included bayberry. And bayberry is an herb that has astringency to it and will tighten those tissues in the eyes, that will tighten cells so that it'll push toxins out. That's one of the ways it works, is by tightening the cell structure, it forces toxins from between those cells. And so the bayberry is a very important part of that formula.
And the red raspberry leaf goes right along with that bayberry, doesn't it?
Yeah, the red raspberry leaf has a certain amount of astringent quality to it, but mainly the red raspberry leaf is in there to soothe and comfort the eyes as you're working on them. So it's a nice little buffer that Dr. Christopher put into his formula. He put a lot of thought into his formulas.
I remember he was telling us that those that have choose to have their babies in hospitals and would rather not have the silver nitrate when they were putting that in the eyes, to request that they just wash the eyes or wipe the eyes with red raspberry leaf tea on the newborn, and that would do the same thing as the silver nitrate was supposed to have done.
No, the silver nitrate's a
ridiculous
thing anyway, and I wouldn't ever have anybody put that in their eyes.
I wouldn't either, but the red raspberry leaf tea is very soothing and can do the same thing.
Well, and one of the other herbs that he has in the formula is used specifically for those kind of types of problems, and that's golden seal.
Exactly.
Golden seal is a very excellent herb, and that's one of the reasons Dr. Christopher put it in, was in case there's any infection in the eyes.
Or bacteria, anything,
the golden seal is going to take care of it. It's one of the best antibacterial herbs that's available. You know, we always talk about garlic, but don't put garlic in your eyes. You know, we leave garlic out of the eyes. It's going to blister. It's not a good one for the eyes. But golden seal is. Golden seal works very well in the eyes.
We need to use common sense here. Yes.
That's right.
And then there's also some cayenne in that combination.
He also has a small amount. It's not equal with the other herbs, but he has a small amount of cayenne. And we don't want to go overboard, you know, and use 90,000, 200,000 unit cayenne. It's not necessary. The 40,000 unit cayenne was just right. And that's what Dr. Christopher used, and that's what's needed. 40,000 unit cayenne pepper is what he called for.
That's right. And the cayenne pepper is what stimulates the eye tissues and also improves the circulation in them, isn't it?
Right. Cayenne does improve circulation. It is a rubefacient, which means it's going to bring blood into the area, which is exactly what we're trying to do. By bringing blood into the area, we're going to bring nutrients and oxygen into the area. That's what's wrong with the eyes, that the cells in the eyes are malnourished because of the blockage in the area. It's not getting the nutrients in, it's not getting the oxygen in, it's not getting the light in, because we're not outdoors, you know, getting light into our eyes. All these things are necessary, and we're depriving these cells of exactly what they need to thrive. We seem to be doing everything opposite.
That's true. And then, you know, one other thing that we can do to help facilitate this is that we're always standing on our feet, and all of the blood, you know, tends to rush down to our feet. We need to occasionally lay head down on a slant board and get some of this, the blood circulation going up into the head area.
Right, and exactly what a slant board is it's real simple. It's just a board that you put up against another object to make it slant. That's what a slant board is. Now, one of the best ways to make a slant board at home is to just take go down to the lumber yard and get a 2x10, about 6 foot long, and cover it with some cloth that's not going to allow slippage. So you wrap this cloth around this 2x10, secure it,
right,
and then you can lay on it without having to
without falling off.
slip on the board. You know, you just put a board up there and you're liable to just kind of slide down, and then you're going to be very tense trying to keep yourself from sliding down this
right.
board.
Or you could go, the Arab shops also have those cloth slant boards in the windows of each store where you can purchase one already made and then use it as an ottoman if you would like in your own home.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little piece of furniture that can be stored away like an ottoman, like you said. You put your feet on it, and it just folds out.
It's a
slant board, yeah. It's wonderful.
We've had ours for years, and we like it.
We use it a lot.
Right.
So laying on a slant board would be a good idea. Also, another way to get circulation in the head would be to jump.
On the body bouncer a little bit.
Yeah, you can jump on a little trampoline or a big trampoline, or you can use a jump rope or anything you can do to get a bounce motion into your exercise program. And the up-down motion tends to help in circulation, and it will help every cell of the body. Not just the eyes, but everywhere. The up-down motion seems to be something that's called for in moving the body, getting things going.
Getting that lymph going and everything else, and just good exercise besides.
Right. So jumping on a trampoline. Good thing. Okay, and then the cayenne pepper also would help with any bleeding that might be occurring.
You know, and people have asked Dr. Christopher, I remember people asking him many times, doesn't cayenne hurt your eyes, you know? And he says that's the one thing in the combination that will sting a little bit in your eyes, but it won't hurt you. He says, in fact, several people have told him that the more their eyes stung after using it, the better their eyes felt later. It just seems to be a good way to cleanse those eyes and make them clearer and sharper afterwards.
Right, and if anyone's concerned about putting cayenne in their eyes, we at the School of Natural Healing, just to show that cayenne wasn't a problem, made up the Herbal Eye Bright formula with a couple of great big handfuls of cayenne. So we're looking at 200 times more cayenne than you'd normally have in the product in this wash that we washed our eyes with.
Exactly.
It didn't damage anybody.
And nobody went blind.
Nobody went blind.
I helped a few people to find a chair afterwards, but 5 minutes later they were up walking around by themselves.
Looking better than...
Bright-eyed.
And actually doing better than they did before.
That's right.
So, yeah, the cayenne is not going to damage the eyes. We've already shown that.
That's right. Also, you know, we were talking about how the eye wash increases the circulation to the eye. When this happens, David, why we want to increase the circulation to the eye is that this helps the nutrients travel more quickly to the eye. And by doing that, the eye can then regenerate itself faster because it has these nutrients coming into that area faster and more quickly. So the nutrients get to the lenses more quickly, and then when the waste products can be discharged from the lens more easily, the person's focusing ability is bound to improve. So your dad is a genius in this area of combining these herbs in such a way, in such certain combinations, that they work so effectively on each area of the body. It's just amazing. And these combinations available at both of our locations in Orem and in Springville. If you are looking for something like this, go in and look at it.
In fact, if you're not from the area, if you just purchased a tape and are listening to this program, you can also purchase the product mail order. And the number that you would call would be 1-800-453-1406. And they've been mail ordering herbs for a long, long time. They're very good at what they do.
Exactly.
Now let's maybe we ought to talk a little bit about how the eye wash is used.
The directions, how you actually apply it.
Then maybe we can give some examples of what it's done.
Good idea.
Okay, now for us wimpy people, we can just buy capsuled Herbal Eye Bright combination and swallow the capsules. And the other way that we would use it would we can either empty the capsules out. Or we can buy the Herbal Eye Bright already in bulk, 4 ounce or 1 pound packages, but it's very convenient. And so what we would do is we would take some distilled water. We wanted to use distilled because distilled water has nothing in it. That's exactly what we want, just plain old H2O. And we take this distilled water, boil it on the stove, and then after we've boiled it, take it off, pour it into a glass eye cup. Oh, wait.
No, you have to add the herbs to them. Boiled distilled water first.
Right. Take the pan off the stove, and then you add the herbs in. A lot of people think they need to add the herbs while it's still boiling, but
no.
You take it off the stove, put the herbs in the water. So if you boil up a cup of distilled water. Then you would put in start off with maybe a quarter to a half teaspoon of the combined herbs of the herbal eye brine. And just let it sit for, 10, 15 minutes. And then you would strain that into another cup.
You want to strain it through white cotton or wool cloth or a muslin or something.
Muslin's probably your best because it has no dye. Something that's white would have been dyed white, because white's not a natural color.
Okay. Even diapers?
Well, they must have been dyed white.
Hmm.
So muslin probably is your best bet. It's just the natural color of cotton, so they didn't have
that's
to put
true.
Any chemicals into it. So you, in any fabric store, you can buy muslin. In fact, I think the herb shop might sell little cut-up strips of muslin for you.
I think they do.
I find that the best way to do that is to get a stainless steel tea strainer, put it over the cup, put the muslin inside the tea strainer, and then go ahead and pour the tea through there. That way you're getting all the little sediment out. You don't want little scratchy sediment in your eyes. So you want to do this procedure to make it a nice, clear solution. With that clear solution, then you go ahead and put that into an eye cup, a glass eye cup. And they sell glass eye cups at the herb shop. And so, and you can sterilize that prior to using it. And so then the glass eye cup would then be put up against the eye. You know, they're right by the eyebrow and the cheek and such. You know, you just put right up there. So it's covering the eye. Then you tip your head back. I'm getting away from the microphone because I'm demonstrating it to Fawn. Fawn already knows.
I don't know how to do this.
And this isn't a TV program, so what am I doing this for? Anyway.
Take your head out of your eye.
Any rate, and then you tip your head back and allow the liquid in there to bathe your eye.
You want to blink like you're underwater.
Blink like you're underwater, and then you do it with both eyes.
But you want to get a fresh batch of eye wash in your eye cup before you do your second eye.
That's right. I find the best place to do this is in the shower. Then you don't have to worry about running down your clothes or anything.
Well, you know, one of Dr. Christopher's patients that was using the eye wash says that she used the eye wash 5 to 8 times daily and enjoyed it burning and running down her face because she knew the effects were going to be excellent. And she says after wearing glasses for 40 years, she took them off and put them away in the drawer. She didn't need them anymore.
Wow.
And she did this for about, her results came in about 2 months. So.
Where was she from?
She's from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, it must have been hard for her to give up those dairy products being from Wisconsin.
I bet it was, with all the cheeses and everything.
But those things are necessary. You know, we had a person here locally that tried using the Herbal Eye Brine formula for 6 months and didn't get any results. And I said to him, now listen. You know, you got to do these other things too. You can't do dairy products. You got to work on the sinuses. And so the whole routine that we've explained already in the program was then tried. With doing that whole routine, okay, he got rid of his glaucoma in 6 weeks. Where he had tried it for 6 months before and didn't do the whole program. By doing the whole program, he was able to get rid of the glaucoma. He had readings of, 34, 35. And got him down to 18, 19. So
it is very effective. And you know, the stories that we hear and the testimonials we've had in over the years on the herbal eye wash combination seems so far out and
almost unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But it really works. Can I tell a little example of another one?
Sure.
Do you mind? This one guy, I guess he's a doctor because he said he had 10 patients and 10 successes with the herbal eye wash combination. And one of them was a 79-year-old mother. He got her started on the herbal eye wash because she had cataracts, and he wanted her to start it before she went to visit her sister in Florida. And so he got her started on it just a few days before she left. And she really couldn't see very well. Things were blurry. She couldn't read the newspaper and such. And so she packed up her herbal eye wash with her and went to visit her sister in Florida for a few weeks. And while she was gone, her son called her and asked her how she was doing. And she says, well, I'm going blind. Everything is so blurry, I can't see anything. And he says, okay, what I want you to do is put the phone down. Because before she left, he advised her to pack a pair of her old glasses to take with her. Not only her new ones, the current prescription, but a pair of old glasses. So he says, put down the phone, go get your old glasses and the newspaper, and come back to the phone. Well, she put down the phone, and before she could get back to the phone, I have to read this to you, it's so funny. She says, he says, before she came back to the phone, I could hear her scream, "I can see myself in the mirror!" When she came back to the phone, she didn't bother to bring a newspaper with her. All I heard was that she could see herself clearly in the mirror. She had forgotten to try an old pair of glasses with an older prescription on it. Here her eyes had improved so much that her new glasses
Made things blurry.
They were too strong for her. And when she finally went and put on an old pair of glasses, she was able to see clearly again. And this is a 79-year-old woman. Things happen. It's amazing.
It is. Now, you know, cataract surgery has become fairly safe. It's true.
It has.
But there still are those problems every so often, you know. And even though the percentages are really quite good, if you're in that 1%, I mean, it was 100% disaster for you.
Right.
And so it's probably a really good idea to try something natural first anyway. And if you don't clear it up naturally, well, then there's always a surgery later. But it's never, ever a life-death situation. If you have a doctor pressuring you to get surgery saying it's a life-death situation, I'd go find another doctor. Because cataracts are not a life-death situation, and there isn't a certain time when it's best to operate. You know, there used to be like, well, if you don't get it now, this is going to happen, you know. No, not at all. That's not the case at all. Any time, you know, they can do the surgery. And generally, doctors will wait. They'll wait around and see how things are going rather than try to jump in right away and do something.
Mm-hmm.
So they even are a little more cautious, you know, even though it's a fairly successful operation. Why interfere with something if you don't need to? And what we're saying is, why not try it naturally? Because, you know, cataracts don't just happen. Cataracts don't just happen. Nothing just happens. What happens is we allow, through our environment, conditions to occur. So cataracts only happen because we have lived a lifestyle that has been conducive to creating cataracts. We haven't been getting the light in. We've been using artificial light in buildings that don't have windows. We haven't been eating properly.
We haven't been exercising.
We haven't been eliminating. This sounds like typical American lifestyle. We've been under a lot of stress. You know, a lot of the problems with the eyes really is a result from tension.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the tension is the constipating effect here. We talk about constipation in the eye area. A lot of the constipation occurs from tension. And these hormones that are created during tension and the corticosteroids that are caused to be released by our body during tension collects. And it collects in the eye area. It's one of the places it collects.
Well, if you have a weakness in the eye area that has been passed down through generation to generation, you need to be aware of that and to work on that area. Just
right.
The same as, you know, if you have, if there's constipation or diabetes or whatever in your family, you need to be aware of those things and try to change for the better so that you can pass down something better to the next generation.
Right. You know, a lot of doctors totally discount natural therapy in dealing with cataracts. I think what happens is that they're so close to the tree, in fact, they're so close to the tree they can't see the forest, but they're so close to the tree they can't even see the tree. All they see is a piece of bark, and maybe they're even so close to the bark they can't even see the bark, you know. They're seeing some microscopic thing in the tree, and they don't see what's going on generally. And so when they look at a cataract, they say, that's impossible for that to be dealt with on a natural basis, because they don't understand the mechanics of the body and how things happen. Hey, if it clouds up, that means it's clouded up for a reason, and if it can cloud up, it can uncloud.
No, the blueprints are there. Your dad has always said that. The blueprints are there. It's just if we allow the body and give the body the nutrients it needs to do what it needs to do.
Right. They don't have to physically take that lens out and replace it with a plastic lens. You can actually clear your own lens through these routines we've been talking about.
That's right. And this one story is about this man from Michigan. He had cataracts in both eyes. He writes into Dr. Christopher in his newsletter and said that highway signs and license plates always looked foggy to him, and at night the lights always had halos around them. You know people can have visions like this. Without his glasses, he started using the eye wash, okay, and he was using it 3 times a day and taking capsules, the herbal eye wash capsules as well. And when he went back for his checkup 6 months later, because the doctor said, you know, eventually you're going to need cataract surgery, but he decided to try this other way. He went back 6 months later, And the doctor was amazed and delighted because his cataracts had shrunk. And the doctor says, this is very rare. This just normally doesn't happen. And his eyes said that the doctor said his eyes were so good that he didn't need to come back for a whole year. So he's going to continue with this eyewash combination. And he's got his wife on it as well, because he really doesn't want to go through the operation. He says he's now using a weaker prescription. He's using older glasses, and he's really excited about it. So things can happen. But, you know, we have to have a good mental attitude about it, too.
Right, and I'm not surprised the doctor thought it was rare, or, you know, recognized it being rare. Anyone that's following their procedures, it's going to be rare. I mean, if you advocate the four basic food groups, which includes dairy products, you're never going to see someone's cataract diminish. So I'm amazed that he thought it was even rare. I would have thought would have been the only one he'd ever seen.
That's right. You know, Dr. Christopher also had experience with people that had hemorrhage in the eye, a retina hemorrhage. They were able to use the eye wash, and just think of how effective the cayenne pepper would be in that to help stop that bleeding and repair those arteries and get the things back together where they need to be. Dr. Christopher had so many people write in testimonials about the herbal eye wash. People used it because their eyes felt dry, and so they'd use the herbal eye wash, and their eyes didn't feel so tired and dry anymore. They were able to have clearer vision, brighter eyes. The doctors said, your eyes are so clear and bright. What are you doing? You know, and they would tell him about the herbal eye wash. He'd say, well, I guess it hasn't hurt you. Keep on using it. Things like this happen all the time. But you know, it depends on our condition as to how long it's going to take to get the results that we want. It's not an overnight situation. Like you say, David, there's no silver bullet. And it doesn't just happen in one day. We need to be faithful to the program, change our diet, start our cleansing, and use the herbal eye wash faithfully every day so that we can get the desired results.
Right, it's not going to work if you just haphazardly do it once in a while. It's not going to work if you haphazardly do exercises once in a while.
Well, you can't expect to run a marathon if you only practice once a month.
That's right.
So how can you expect to get results with your herbal eye wash if you only use it once a week or once a month?
Another thing that we might want to do when we're dealing with the eyes, with the program, with the Herbal Eye Bright and the SHA and all the other things we talked about before, is do massage around the eyes. You know? Massage the eyebrows up and down and around the eyes, and get massage the cheeks and get all the facial muscles loosened, because a lot of seeing is relaxation. If you're straining to see, you're going to have poor eyesight. But if you're relaxed, then to a relaxed condition, you're going to be able to see better. And so we'll want to massage the scalp. We'll want to massage the back of the neck. We'll want to maybe even do a full body massage. Just whatever we need to do to relax. We might want to just take 5 minutes a day and just lay down on our back, flat on the floor, put our hands over our eyes in a cupping shape, and just do nothing, you know, have our eyes open, but the light blocked out, and then just think pleasant thoughts. Think back to things that have happened in our lives that are very pleasant. If we think about worrisome things, we're going to make the situation worse. But if we take 5 minutes a day and just totally relax the eyes and the mind and everything else, this itself is going to help with our eyesight.
David, that sounds good. Let's turn off the tape and do that right now. I'm tired. I could use
a
little relaxation.
In a few minutes we will do that.
Okay. Rest our eyes and just totally relax.
You know, Hannah Kroger mentions that she has success with potatoes.
No, and she does have a cute little book that goes into that, doesn't
mm-hmm.
she?
But red potatoes is what she uses, and she says that you can take and grate up these red potatoes and use them as a poultice over the eye. You know, you're not in the eye, but you close your eyes and you put the poultice on and let that stay on there for a while you're laying down on your back, okay? And that's one thing you can do also. And so also drinking potato juice would be good.
And you know what? We just got some red potatoes into the herb shop.
Well, they sure look nice.
And they're beautiful. I can't wait to try some.
So you got to try some of that organic produce they have over there. We have to give a few examples of the Herbal Eye Bright formula.
Well, the eye wash can help such simple minor problems also, like eye strain and photosensitivity. It's remarkable. Not only does it help enormous problems that we come in contact with, but also just simple things.
Simple things like pink eye.
Pink eye, exactly.
Works great on pink eye.
Right, it really does. Dr. Christopher gives an example of when the eye wash is made. Well, he had an example of a woman that came to him because she couldn't tear. Her eyes would not tear. Her eyes were always so dry. And so he suggested the herbal eye bright combination. And she used that, made it up as he suggested, and her eyes were able to tear after that, and they were not as dry. But then he had a businessman come to him with just the opposite problem. His eyes were watering too much, and it was becoming embarrassing for him to be in business meetings constantly dabbing at his eyes. And so again, Dr. Fisher says it's the same combination. You need to rebuild, re-strengthen the eyes, increase the circulation. Again, he used the herbal eye bright combination, and his eyes corrected themselves so that he was not tearing all the time. The combination is so, you know, so perfect.
Balancing.
It does. It just knows exactly what to do and where to do it and how to do it. It's just an amazing product. You need to really check this product out. And the 3-day cleanse program that we give away free to every new customer in the stores has a little write-up in the back of that that tells you how to use it, so that you know, don't have to walk out of the store without instructions in your hand as well. It's a good product.
You know, another question I get quite a bit is macular degeneration.
Yes, all the time.
Macular degeneration isn't any different than anything else. It's the same thing. If the eyes are clogged up, if the cells are surrounded by waste and toxins and nutrients can't get in, and oxygen can't get in, the cells are going to die. The cells are going to deteriorate. They're going to degenerate. And so with macular degeneration, as with any of these other things, we'd follow the same procedure. In fact, we had a person whose her husband was using it because his eyesight went from 2040 to 2400 in 1 month.
Amazing.
I mean, talk about degeneration.
Right.
He started taking the eye wash, and within another month, he was back to 2040.
In just 1 month.
Right.
That's amazing. Well, I've got another amazing story to tell you. Your dad talks about this man who came to him with his 25-year-old son who was blind from birth. This is an incredible story. I mean, and he's had many incredible stories. But this boy was blind from birth, and the doctors all over the country said that there was nothing that could be done. He would always be blind. And they started on the herbal eye wash right away. And in less than 6 months, the boy could tell if someone had switched on the light in the room. And this was someone who had not seen at all.
Ever.
Ever. And he could tell if the light was switched on the room. Before the year was out, he could tell you if a car went by and what color it was. And by the end of the second year, he was able to read the headlines in the newspapers. And 2.5 years later, he could read the fine print without glasses. And you know, these stories sound so incredible. How could they ever be true? How can you accept a story like this? But as Dr. Christopher reminds us, we have other organs in the body that regenerate themselves. The liver regenerates itself all the time, and so does the skin. Think about your skin. It's always regenerating. Why can't the eyes regenerate? Why can't the heart regenerate? Why can't, you know, the gallbladder and the pancreas regenerate to the point that we don't need these other crutches from the medical community? We have the ability to regenerate and to build our body stronger. And now we need the common sense as to what we need to use to do that. And it certainly isn't going to be pizza and Coca-Cola and Twinkies.
No, it isn't. You'll never get any healing with those kind of foods.
That's right. Dr. Christopher's reputation was at stake as he went through some of these incredible stories. But, you know, he was a pioneer in his field. And he could not tell a story about the herbal eye wash, incredible or not incredible, if it was not true. Any story that he told was true and based on fact and based on the information he got from his patients, as incredible as they sound. But he had a reputation at stake, and he would never do anything to damage that.
Right. You know, just continuing on with other things we can do for the eyes. You know, we've given a full program here. There are some other things we can do also. Now, Dr. Christopher used reflexology a lot. That's basically like acupuncture, but without using needles. Instead of using needles, you use a circular motion with your thumb on those points. Now, as far as the acupressure points for the eyes are concerned, we would work on, we would hold somebody's foot so that the bottom of it's facing us, and we'd work on the second and third toes, right about where they meet the
at the base.
The foot. And use a circular pattern. Now, we don't want to work them hard. We just want to work them on a daily basis and give some nice stimulation to the eye area. And that's the second and third toe over from the big toe.
From the big toe.
Right. And in case you're counting from the little toe, you don't know it's from the big toe. But that sounds a little strange, but look into it. You know, there are a number of books on reflexology, and hey, they have a chart available at both locations, the Herb Shop in Orem at 160 South State, and the Herb Shop in Springville at 188 South Main, or mail order. Their mail order number is P.O. Box 777 in Springville, Utah, 84663. But they have reflexology charts. And you just need to get a chart and look on the chart and see where the area is, and just it's as simple as moving your thumb on that area in a clockwise motion. And you can use some olive oil or anything else that you want to use.
And it's very effective. All of these modalities are effective, and they all have a place. And we need to incorporate as many of them as we can in our regimen throughout life.
Right.
We're almost out of time. Do you have any wrap-up you want to
well,
do?
It's the same thing over again. For any condition, we cleanse and we nourish. And we've given you a full program on how to cleanse and how to nourish the eyes. And Dr. Christopher used to say, there's no such thing as an incurable disease. There's just a lot of incurable patients running around. And we're only incurable because we won't follow through with the program. The program has to be followed on a daily basis. I think he called it... Faithfully.
Faithfully, not religiously. Religiously is Easter and Christmas.
Right.
And we want to do this faithfully.
He talked about doing it faithfully. So you follow all these procedures. You eat the proper foods. You work on the eliminative channels, on the bowels, on the liver, on the urinary tract, on cleansing the blood. You cleanse out the sinuses. All these things. Review this tape over and over. This tape is available. Okay? You can get it from the herb shop, from the... addresses we've given, or you can write directly to Christopher Publications, and that's P.O. Box 412, Springville, Utah, 84663. And review the tape, do the full program, and you're going to get some really good results.
And then let us know.
There are no incurable diseases, just some incurable patients. Well, I think that's about the end of our time.
But we'll be back live next week.
We'll be back again next
week. We want to hear from you on our phone calls, and I'm anxious to have a new program for you next week.
Until next week, be happy. Have a healthier you.
Those people there, they look after me. This is a photograph of who I might be. Man in a uniform, pride on his heart. Mama was once a fool for money and charm. He's been talking in his sleep again, saying he's sorry, calling my name, saying how he's so ashamed. Alone again in the lap of luxury. Alone again in the lap of luxury. Alone again in the lap of luxury. Since it happened, I had nothing to say. It used to bother them, but now it's okay. Mother cleans his dreadful house every day, scrubbing at the stains that won't go away. They send me away to the school in the park. They said it would be good for me. still hear the other kids crying the tar. Alone again in the lap of luxury. Alone again in the lap of luxury. Is there no escape from the lap of luxury? Thank you.